774 new Texas laws go into effect Friday, September 1st. Here are some that might affect you. The Texas Tribune. By Texas Tribune staff, more than 770 new laws passed by the Texas legislature this year will go into effect Friday, impacting everything from health care and education to public safety. September 1st is the traditional start day for laws passed during a regular legislative session, though some can have their effective date delayed in order to be fully implemented and bills passed by a two-thirds margin can go into effect immediately. You can view a full list of the new laws here. And here's a look at some of the big ones. A $321.3 billion budget. The General Appropriations Act, House Bill 1, directs the spending of state and federal tax dollars for the next 2 years, including $144 billion in state general revenue taxes. It spends more than half of a historic $32.7 billion surplus that was available to lawmakers this cycle, and it leaves more than $12 billion unspent in Texas coffers. It fills the state's emergency and highway funds and makes payments toward stabilizing the state's retirement investment fund. It includes pay raises for employees of state agencies and for retired teachers. Voters will be asked to approve several measures, including $12 billion in property tax cuts and a $1.5 billion effort to expand broadband internet access. Karen Brooks Harper. New school safety requirements. House Bill 3 requires an armed officer at every school campus in Texas and mental health training for school staff that interact with children. The armed person can be either a peace officer, a school resource officer, a school marshal, or a school district employee, according to the law. School districts that can't meet this requirement can claim a good cause exception, but must find an alternative plan. The law, passed in the first legislative session after the school shooting in Uvalde, also gives the Texas Education Agency more authority over school districts to establish robust active shooter protocols. Those that fail to meet the agency's standards could be put under the state's supervision. The state will give each school district $15,000 per campus and $10 per student, a figure that many school officials say isn't enough. In addition, lawmakers have allocated $1.1 billion to the T to administer school safety grants to the state's more than 1,000 school districts. Brian Lopez, Redefining Fentanyl Deaths. House Bill 6 classifies overdoses from fentanyl as poisonings, which means any Texan who provides someone with a fatal overdose of the opioid could face a murder charge. The measure is part of a series of new laws aimed at the opioid crisis in the state, many of which seek to get tough on people who are selling or illegally importing fentanyl. Stephen Simpson, Addressing the Power Grid. House Bill 1500 changes aspects of how electricity can be bought and sold on the state's main power grid, with an aim toward getting more on-demand power such as natural gas-fueled power plants built. Changes include creating a financial tool, known as an ancillary service, that will pay power generators that can produce power within 2 hours and run for at least 4 hours to help smooth out supply during high-demand times. Requiring new power producers that connect to the grid starting in 2027 to be prepared to produce a set amount of power during times of high demand. And requiring companies to pick up the tab for building new transmission lines that connect power generators to the grid if costs go above a certain amount. Emily Foxhall. Targeting, Rogue, District Attorneys. House Bill 17 allows the courts to remove district attorneys for official misconduct if they choose not to pursue certain types of crimes. The Republican priority legislation was pushed as a way to rein in progressive prosecutors who had spoken out against pursuing abortion-related or election crimes. The law will also likely restart marijuana prosecutions in several counties. Jolie McCullough, Restricting Trans Athletes in College Sports. Senate Bill 15 prohibits transgender athletes from competing on college teams that match their gender identity. The law extends an existing restriction on K-12 athletes that requires students to play on a team that matches their sex assigned at birth. William Melhado, Regulating Sexually Explicit Performances. Senate Bill 12 restricts certain drag shows and other performances from being shown in front of children. The law criminalizes businesses that host sexually explicit shows and performers who wear certain prosthetics and dance suggestively in the presence of minors. This new law faces a legal challenge from advocates who argue that such performances are protected by the First Amendment, but so far that lawsuit hasn't prevented the law from taking effect. William Melhado, Restrictions on Transition-Related Care for Children. Senate Bill 14 prohibits transgender youth from receiving puberty blockers and hormone therapy. Medical professionals who prescribe these two transition-related treatments, used to treat gender dysphoria and alleviate associated mental health issues, will lose their license to practice. The law is being challenged in court. William Melhado, Changes to University Tenure Policy. Senate Bill 18 solidifies university tenure policies into state law, placing more power over tenure approval and dismissal policies into the hands of lawmakers rather than individual university systems. The law does not go as far as the original legislation, proposed by Lieutenant Gov. Dan Patrick, to eliminate tenure at all public universities. Kate McGee, Assistance to Rural Sheriff's Offices, a priority of Lieutenant Gov. Dan Patrick. Senate Bill 22 allocates $330 million in support for rural sheriffs, in return for hiking the pay for sheriffs, deputies and prosecutors. A grant-based system monitored by Texas's controller will determine eligibility by a county's population size. Carlos Nogueras Ramos. Banning COVID-19 mandates. Senate Bill 29 bans the state from enacting mask mandates, vaccine mandates or business and school closures to prevent the spread of COVID-19. In 2020 and 2021, Governor Greg Abbott imposed these restrictions at the urging of U.S. and World Health officials as a way to rein in the deadly COVID-19 pandemic and protect particularly vulnerable Texans from contacting the virus. Many conservatives opposed the restrictions, saying they were needless or overused. The new law makes exceptions for certain entities, such as prisons, hospitals and assisted living centers or nursing homes. Karen Brooks Harper, Creating a New Business Court. House Bill 19 will create a new judicial district with jurisdiction to hear cases involving businesses across the state, as long as the value for actions being disputed exceeds $10 million. The judges for the district will be appointed by the governor and serve two-year terms. Supporters of the bill said it would help reduce court backlogs, ensure that judges hearing business cases have expertise on complex civil business litigation, and help Texas maintain its economic strength. Opponents argued that the Republicans who dominate the legislature passed the bill as a way to allow businesses to avoid having their cases heard by judges in big cities who are elected by Democrats. The bill becomes law on September 1st, but it will take another year for the court to get started. Matthew Watkins, Speeding Up Housing Developments. House Bill 14 allows third-party review of building applications if cities and counties fail to issue building permits within 15 days. The law is intended to speed up the local development process to build homes and apartments more quickly. Studies show that longer regulatory processes for housing permits drive up home prices and rents. Joshua Fechter, the full program is now live for the 2023 Texas Tribune Festival, happening September 21-23 in Austin. Explore the program featuring more than 100 unforgettable conversations coming to TribFest. Panel topics include the biggest 2024 races and what's ahead, how big cities in Texas and around the country are changing, the integrity of upcoming elections and so much more. See the full program.